Bois. There's the beginning of Channel 1 over and a continuation of the visit of Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 20th of October, 71. This is beginning of Channel 1 over. Beginning of Channel 1 over and continuation of the visit of Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 20th of October, 71. Channel 1 over. The 20th of October, 71. This is Channel 1 over. Beginning of Channel 1 over and continuation of the visit of Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 20th of October, 71. Channel 1 over and continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday the morning, the 20th of October, 71. Channel 1 over and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 20th of October, 71. Channel 1 over and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 20th of October, 71.
Yeah.
But he disappeared again. I don't know where.
And I, other day I saw him driving a black car.
Mm-hmm. He said that was her car.
Uh-huh.
He was driving while his was out of shape.
Uh-huh.
You see, they ain't like Rogers.
Yeah.
He have to take care of his own.
Uh-huh.
That station wagon belonged to him.
Uh-huh.
If anything happened to it, he got to pay to have it fixed.
Mm-hmm.
They said she told him that he said, Mr. Rogers told him, said, now, James, I give it away. He said, but you got to take care of it. I'm not going to take care of it. And he said, the lady told him, I said, I don't mind helping you with a little bill. I said, but I'm not going to promise you I'll take care of no big deal. So the station wagon stayed somewhere, most time in the shop, I reckon. You know, last week or week before last, it was home a few days.
Uh-huh.
Well, he said it cost him $50 that time. And the women, they wouldn't have nothing to wear. Pay for yourself. Well, you know, I don't see nothing wrong with that. Is she gonna let him have her car to hold her help in? Well, she don't have to take care of his wagon. He take care of his wagon himself to hold what he want in.
Uh-huh.
In his wagon. Well, you see, he can't hold wood and thing in her car, but he can haul her hair. Mm. So that's what he ended the day, and I was so lazy this morning, and I got up, everybody was gone. Isaiah, Doris, Bud and Samuel, all of them were gone.
Well, now everybody's just moving around these days, you see. Now, you never even see drives in school bus.
Burnett.
Who? Burnett?
Yeah.
Have you never seen him?
He don't pick up anybody there now, does he?
But he come by there every day.
But he don't stop.
He don't stop. Ain't nothing for him to stop for, but he got his same route. He comes right on by there every day, morning and evening.
But you don't ever have a word with him anymore?
No, I don't have him.
Well, you never talk to him anyhow when he's driving the bus.
No,
it was on Saturday.
No, sir.
Some other
only
time.
Only time I took with him, he'd be over there to see James or some of them on some other business, not school business. He'd just be around.
He got so much business on the side, but
yes, sir.
But he,
time he goes in with the school bus, it don't be long before I seen Pass going this way on his tractor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes it's night when he come back. Sometime he don't be going long.
Yeah.
But he don't stay still.
Yeah. Now, he talks like he got something in his back pocket, Miss Daisy.
Yes, he'll tell you he got it back as it ain't. Yeah.
He talked like it.
He should have.
Well, they don't get rich running a school bus. They don't get big pay running a school bus. Plumbers get more than a school than they do run the school bus.
Yeah, what do they pay them?
I don't know. I don't know. I'll ask somebody. But they used to just give nothing at all. They just sort of like donating your time. They paid such low wages for that. It just wondered, goodness. Faye saw Coleman over the other day, and he was in good humor and said he hadn't seen none of us in so long.
Who? Coleman, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he talked like he missed Sinus. And I didn't see him all summer. I didn't go over there and he didn't come over here.
All summer.
All summer.
Do you see him very often?
Man.
Do you see him very often?
Oh. I ain't seen him. Well, one day I was down to the store. And I've seen him down there. No, I don't see him.
I love to talk to him. He got a lot of things he talk about.
Tell him Woody.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he had plenty. But I didn't have no talk with him that day. He was busy, and I was trying to get home. But I did speak to him, asked him about Miss Ann. And he said she was out there in the truck.
Oh, really?
I don't think she'll stay up there by herself, no.
Oh, no, you just hear more and more these
mm-hmm.
stories, you see. So, I don't think she's stayed up there by herself in a long time, has she?
No, I don't think so. Not since somebody killed that woman.
Yeah.
Over there.
Over there on 441. Now you and Miss Annie have a good time, don't you? When you all.
Yeah. Good time.
She come over here and she wants to see the flowers. Oh, she just would go out there and stay, it looked like. But we don't have many flowers for her to look at. That goose down there, Miss Daisy.
Do you know he going crazy?
Miss Daisy?
I see the car coming out from down there, where Elijah stayed yesterday morning. And do you know he run up to that car and tried to fight? The man had to stop twice for him to get out the way. I told him, I said, well, you chipping in the right drift now. I said, everybody ain't gonna stop for you. Some folks would come along there and he run up to them like that and then run right on over you.
Right square down.
And you told the goose that?
Yeah, I told him so. And I told Betsy. I told him she laughed about it. I said, well, I tell you, everybody ain't gonna stop for him. Some of these times when you wake up, you're going to find him laying out there.
And he was going to fight that car?
Going to fight the car. The man had to stop twice for him to get out the way.
Well, he was down at your house when I come back.
He was out there in the road yesterday morning when I seen him.
Oh.
You know, that's where he was, in the road.
He better stay out of that road. Oh, you mean the little side road?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he'll go out there in that main room. And the one just stand there and holler and holler and holler and holler, walk a little piece this way, and then he walked back that way. Bessie told me, she said, he's looking for Mr. Miles. I said, no, he ain't. I said, no, Mr. Miles, don't want him. Oh, they're hooping and hollering. I said, that's when you got him. He said, but that's who he did looking for. I said, well, he's looking for somebody don't want him. I said, why? He just started hunting Mr. Miles. Mr. Miles ain't hunting him. But this is saying the thing she think about. I told her, I said, he out there cause he want him. He just want to get out there.
Yeah. He don't want to stay home. He wants to go.
That's right.
I bet you, Miss Daisy, if you didn't say anything, he'd light out with you and go all the way to work with you.
Mm-hmm. But he don't be up when I go.
Oh, really?
He don't be up when I go to work.
Miss Bessie hasn't let him out.
Haven't let him out.
Well, I wouldn't want you to try it or anything like that.
Mm-mm.
But I'm just saying, you don't want to.
He sure stay over there under that tree.
Yeah.
I bet he missed that part.
I bet he knows who took it to.
I bet so, if he could tell me.
It must have gone on the day you were at work.
When I was at work. Well, it must have did. I don't know.
Yeah.
Wendy got it. But I know one thing, they got it before it rained. Because you can't see a sign of a track, nothing.
Yeah.
Around.
Bessie said he wanted to follow my old red car off a time or two when I'd pass there. The reason I had to let him go was over here, the bobcats.
Uh-huh.
Get them. Now, you see, I had a pair of them, and they got the other one.
Uh-huh.
Carried her off, and I never saw any trace of her. And they got him once or twice, and they tore his feathers off, and he walked around out there, looked like he was addled.
Mm-hmm.
And he wouldn't have lasted long up here. I don't know why. They've come up here, them bobcats.
Oh, yeah.
When they won't go across that road. And, of course, Miss Bessie keeps them up at night.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. That's the reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure. I think the wind blowed the fence to his pen down the other day, one side of it.
Oh.
But she said I was able to fix it back.
Yeah.
I don't know where it's perfect or not, but she can keep him in there.
Yeah. Isaiah's back at work?
Mm-hmm. He told me, I asked him yesterday, I said, you've been done going back to work? He said, I'm on the job, said, but it's not much I can do.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Well, that's better than just hanging around the house, isn't it?
That's right.
You know, it seems such a long time since all your family was down there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so busy that whole week, I never got to visit with them at all. They're all there. And old
mm-hmm.
Aaron, and I just loved to used to
uh-huh.
talk to him.
He asked about you, Aaron, at... Where's Mr. Miles and what is he doing? I said, he's doing the same thing here over here. Said, he over
well, when I knew Aaron, I was working.
He says, ah, yeah. So I'd love to talk with him. I said, he often asks me about you.
Yes, sir. That was, I just missed out on that, all of that. I could have. Been down there visiting with them a little every now and then. Elizabeth, I mean, Shug, what's her name? Shug?
Shug? Dr. Lou.
Dr. Lou. She comes from up the country there. I could have talked to her and found out a few things going on in the world, couldn't I?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she's a talker.
Yeah.
She can get anybody to talk with.
Yeah.
She's talk.
Yeah. Well, now, they won't be back down here in a particular time, will they?
No, sir. They won't be back here till something
happens. They don't come down for Thanksgiving or Christmas?
No, they don't come down. Now, she'll come home sometime for Christmas, but she haven't been home for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Since she left.
Too short.
She also come for Christmas.
With her face.
I want you to see Miss Daisy's pretty dress. This is, guy, this is so soft. This is her, this is her Sunday dress. Isn't that pretty?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. She just dressed up to come up here this morning.
Yeah. Well, that's a pretty
dress. Well, it comes here looking like a tramp.
Oh,
all
yeah.
The time.
See, isn't that pretty?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice, pretty material.
Mm-hmm.
You had something like that.
Yeah.
They don't have nothing. She just wears them old things around. Isn't that awful?
Yeah, but she got a plenty of pretty clothes.
Faye
every
has?
Day she come over there, she got on a different suit.
Faye has?
Faye. It's pretty, too.
Oh.
Now, yesterday she had on pretty suit.
Some old
You didn't see?
Some old wore-out suit her sister
gave
her.
Well, just like me. Wore-out. Family clothes. Well, go. Enjoying my little visit. We're all delayed at this point. Getting up, but we still had our visit.
Mm.
That's John one over, around 200 or 300. End of the visit with Miss Daisy is Wednesday morning, the 20th of October, 1971. That's channel one over, around 200 or 300, and the end of the visit with Miss Daisy is Wednesday morning, the 20th of October, 1971.